Chapter 3 Waiting for a Child. Three things are never satisfied. Four never say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the land never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 15b through 16. Christine and Paul married when she was in her late 20s and he was in his mid-30s. Christine had trouble conceiving, and the doctors determined that she suffered from endometriosis. After surgery, she started fertility treatments. She and Paul were overjoyed when they discovered Christine was pregnant. They soared on the elation of years of pent-up hope and longing. Their hopes crashed when Christine suffered a miscarriage. Devastated, for months Christine kept the ultrasound picture tucked inside her shirt next to her heart. They continued with infertility treatment, though month after month passed without another pregnancy. Christine struggled spiritually as she waited. She recalls, "I loved the Lord. I knew He had a providentially designed sovereign plan for my life, but I struggled with the fact that we were praying for a noble desire, and it was going unanswered. I would pray face down on the floor, crying and pleading for God to allow me to conceive." After several years, they started looking into adoption, though they still hoped to conceive. Christine's endometriosis grew worse and became very painful. Her doctors eventually recommended a total hysterectomy. Christine and Paul put off the needed operation that they knew would end their hope of biological children. After another year passed, Christine finally underwent the hysterectomy. Before the surgery, Christine had to sign a paper acknowledging that she would never be able to bear a child. She told me, "Putting pen to that paper is a moment I'll never forget. It was so solemn and final, like a prison door clanking behind me." After her surgery, with the hope of conception now ended, Christine and Paul's quest to adopt a child took on a feeling of desperation. They made a video of their home, hoping to be chosen by...